It's Thanksgiving week, and here at Wyoming Catholic College, every student, alumnus, professor, staff member, board member, benefactor, and friend has at least one extra thing for which we can give thanks. Wyoming Catholic College is now fully accredited. Welcome to the After Dinner Scholar, Wyoming Catholic College's weekly podcast about the great books and the liberal arts. I'm your host, Dr. Jim Tonkowicz. Last week, Wyoming Catholic College President Dr. Glenn Arbery received the long-awaited and prayed-for phone call from the Higher Learning Commission, the HLC. The college is now fully accredited. What that means is that our college, its mission, its education, its student life, its faculty, its leadership, its business practices, and its financial stability have met or exceeded the standards set by the Higher Learning Commission. That is, we have passed American higher education's quality control system. To tell us some of the history of the process and the benefits to Wyoming Catholic College, we're joined this week by President Arbery. Dr. Arbery, tell us about Wyoming Catholic College's journey toward accreditation. When did it begin and what happened along the way?
In the early years of the college, the administration decided to go with a group called AALE. And unfortunately, in the course of that process, the organization itself went defunct. So one of the routes to accreditation that had originally been pursued was then sort of derailed. Then we went with the Higher Learning Commission, which had a different name at the time, I understand. This is before I arrived at the college. But in this most recent attempt to get accredited, we started the process back in 2014. So it's been a four-year journey, and halfway through we were visited by a site team of I think three or four representatives of HLC. And then in this last March, the final team came. That was five members, and they gave us the go-ahead, and so we have had to defend ourselves before an action committee of HLC, and both passed us with flying colors, and so we anticipated this full accreditation that we heard about last week, but we didn't know for sure, so it was a great relief.
Now, what do they inspect? I mean, they come here, and there's lots of forms to fill out, I understand.
They inspect every dimension of the college. They want to know about your classrooms. They want to know if you are where you say you are, because I guess there are fly-by-night colleges that claim to have a physical existence and don't, so they need to check on that. They talk to professors. They talk to students. They talk to staff. They talk to people in the community. Anyone who has an idea of how the college is doing, they want to hear from. They also investigate your finances in great detail. They want to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as a college. If you're making claims about what your college does in your literature, they want to make sure that it matches what you're actually doing. And they find that out by talking to faculty, students, and so on. So it's an exacting process. It really takes a lot of time to prepare for the site team's visit, a lot of follow-up after they visited. So it's a thorough examination of the whole college and its institutional structure.
Now, how is that a benefit to the college?
That's a wonderful question. You ask yourself a lot as you're going through it. But what it actually does is help you focus your attention on what are the most efficient and helpful ways, you know, to deal with, say, assessing whether you're teaching well in classes. How do you do that? How do you know whether you're being effective in your teaching or not? The accrediting board wants to know whether the processes you have in place are actually helpful in that regard, or whether you're just patting yourself on the back. So it makes you pay more attention to those things. It makes you get your finances in order. It makes you do the kinds of things you should be doing anyway. But when you have an outside auditor, more or less, looking at what your processes are, I think it brings them to a greater focus.
Now, was our commitment to the theological and moral teachings of the Catholic Church ever an issue? I mean, after all, very few colleges, faculties are required to swear the oath of fidelity.
This never came up at all. In fact, we had expected it to come up, and in some of the questions about our identity as a Catholic college, we had worried about, since we knew of the association, you know, of an accrediting association with the federal government, for example. But none of that came up. In fact, the accrediting association made it very clear that what you're doing needs to be in accord with what you say you're doing. And if you say that you're a, you know, a faithful Catholic college and that you swear an oath of allegiance and so on, and you actually do that, and it's part of your adherence to your mission, then they have no issue with that. That was very comforting to find out, I think, for most of us who had been worried whether we were going to be singled out for being too conservative or, you know, too orthodox or whatever. And that, in fact, never was an issue.
Has the college changed at all as a result of the process? Are we doing things differently now?
I think the only way that we've changed that I can see in any significant way is in organizing the way that we do assessment of courses. That was a little bit of a flag on their report for us. This is how to take in the comments that students make, the comments that faculty have when they see each other teaching, their own assessment of their courses. How to put that in some form that gives a kind of objective measure of whether you've improved in the way that you're teaching or whether you're teaching as well as you think, you know. So those matters, I think, have improved since this whole accreditation process began. And we still have some steps to make there. Some of it can get a little irritating to faculty, understandably, because it's a sort of intrusion of a measuring mechanism into the teaching process. It doesn't feel organic. But I think our faculty have tried as hard as they can to make this process more organic so that it actually comes out of what they're teaching, and they're trying to assess it based on measures that are peculiar to our college and our ends.
Now, what does the accreditation tell the world about Wyoming Catholic College?
That we're stable, that we're here to stay. Colleges can lose accreditation, and they have. But what this tells the world is that we have passed the test when it comes to institutions of higher education. We have a standing now, you know, among those who are assumed to be doing the best practices in the educational world. So it's kind of a stamp of approval. It's like a certification, you know. The metaphors abound.
How does accreditation benefit our students and alumni?
The main way, the most direct way it's going to help our students who are currently enrolled is that when they go on to graduate school or they go into the Army or whatever they do, they're going to be able to say, I come from an accredited college, and that just clears the way for the acceptance of their credits. Sometimes in the past, we've had students, excellent students, who've graduated from here and have nevertheless had difficulty getting into programs in education or in nursing or medicine because they didn't come from an accredited college. Those difficulties will simply disappear. So those are going to be the main benefits. And I think just when parents look at or considering sending their children somewhere and they look and they see this college isn't accredited, they're not sure what that means. Now that we are accredited, those questions too will simply vanish.
Is it retroactive? I seem to remember something about that.
It is, as far as we know, retroactive. In other words, if one of our alumni goes to apply for a job somewhere, let's say they're trying to get into a teaching certification program in another state, and these folks say, do you, you know, let me see your transcript, do you come from an accredited college? Now that they can see that we're accredited, those questions that have plagued them before should go away. I certainly hope so. That's what our liaison at the Higher Learning Commission tells me, and I think that's probably going to be the case.
Wonderful. Well, what's next in the future now that this hurdle is over?
we are looking forward to the expansion of our holdings here in Lander. We need more room for our expanding student body. So we're looking at viable alternatives for those, and that's going to be our concentration in the near future.
Well, how wonderful this came in time for Thanksgiving.
It's really a matter of gratitude for all of us.
It's one thing to think we're doing a good job, or to have our friends tell us that we're doing a good job. It's quite another when an outside agency, one that doesn't share some of our core beliefs about truth, life, and education, gives us their seal of approval. In his 1990 Apostolic Constitution, Ex Cordiae Ecclesiae, Pope St. John Paul II wrote, "Born from the heart of the Church, a Catholic university has always been recognized as an incomparable center of creativity and dissemination of knowledge for the good of humanity." We at Wyoming Catholic College believe we have right along been seeking to embody St. John Paul's vision, and that accreditation by the Higher Learning Commission will only aid us in our efforts. And we're thankful that the long process had such a good end, and thankful for all of our friends and benefactors who have so faithfully prayed for us. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.